You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
Do you love the Tabernacle Choir? This year, the choir's music is everywhere you are. Listen to your favorite choir songs and music and the spoken word anytime you want on Alexa by simply enabling the skill.
Alexa, play the Tabernacle Choir.
Now playing the Tabernacle Choir.
You can also download the Tabernacle Choir app, subscribe to the choir on YouTube, listen on Spotify, and have access to all their wonderful music. Happy listening.
The afternoon insights and analysis continue. Here's Doug Wright on KSL News Radio.
Well, this is interesting. I'm looking at the two, well, we have a gazillion monitors here in the studio, and some of them with split screens, but our two main monitors, one is on Fox News right now, one is on CNN, and on CNN we have Representative Chairman Schiff, who is holding a Democratic press conference. On the other, we have the President of the United States with the Turkish President. And let's defer to the President first. Let's bring you just
situation
a little bit.
Situation in Syria. Last month, I sent Vice President Pence, Secretary of State Pompeo is with us. National Security Advisor O'Brien, thank you, to meet with President Erdogan in the hopes of ending all of the hostilities. The negotiations were very successful, and the United States and Turkey achieved a tremendous amount on that day, and I think we're working toward getting it better and better. It's a complicated situation. It's been going on for hundreds of years. Today, the ceasefire continues to hold, and I want to thank the President for his partnership and cooperation as we work to build a more stable and peaceful and prosperous Middle East. We've assured each other that Turkey will continue to uphold what it's supposed to uphold. I'm a big fan of the President, I have to tell you that. And I know that the ceasefire, while complicated, is moving forward and moving forward at a very rapid clip. There's a lot of people that want to see that work after so many decades and so many centuries, you might say. The United States and Turkey are working extensively on many other security issues. Turkey has the second largest armed forces in NATO after the United States, and they're a very strong second, I might add. And I'm pleased that Turkey has been steadily increasing its defense spending and is very close to the 2% of GDP range, unlike many of the other countries. At this moment, there are 8 out of the 28 countries that are current in terms of their obligation financially. Turkey has made a vital contribution to NATO's resolute support mission in Afghanistan, and its partnership was important to our destruction of the ISIS caliphate. In fact, just recently when we took out al-Baghdadi and take him out, we did. Turkey knew that we were going over certain areas. They were very, very helpful. We appreciate that very much. Good for both countries. We really appreciate it. We're grateful to President Erdogan and to the citizens of Turkey for their cooperation in the constant struggle against terrorism. He fights it like we do. Key to our security collaboration is our trade, defense, and military equipment program. American foreign military sales to Turkey total many billions of dollars, and Turkey supplies component parts to many American defense programs. They make parts of the frame, as an example, for the F-35. Turkey's acquisition of sophisticated Russian military equipment, such as the S-400, creates some very serious challenges for us, and we are talking about it constantly. We talked about it today. We're talking about it in the future. Hopefully, we'll be able to resolve that situation. We've asked our Secretary of State and Minister of Foreign Affairs and our respective national security advisors to immediately work on resolving the S-400 issue. We've also recently agreed to work toward a $100 billion two-way trade agreement. Secretary Ross is here, and I think we've made tremendous progress in that. We have a lot of trade with Turkey, but it could be many times larger, and Turkey would like to see that, and it would also be good for the United States. So we intend to bring it up to about $100 billion. That would be four times what it is right now. Our goal is to expand commerce between the United States and Turkey, reduce our trade deficit, and ensure a truly fair and reciprocal relationship. We are, just for those of you that have any interest, we discussed it today also. Our trade agreement with China is moving along very rapidly. We'll see what happens, but it's moving along rapidly. China wants to make a deal, that I can tell you. One of my chief priorities as president has been removing the barriers to American trade and investment and ending the illicit practices that harm our workers. We encourage Turkey to further open its markets, and they are doing that. They are doing that very much toward American goods and American services. Our markets are open. Turkey is opening up their markets, and they're opening up rapidly. Mr. President, as we have seen in recent weeks, the U.S.-Turkish alliance can be a powerful force for security and stability, not only in the Middle East, but beyond. I look forward to working with you and to your representatives. I want to thank you very much all for being here. I've gotten to become very familiar with all of you, and I really appreciate you doing a fantastic job for the people of Turkey. And I look forward to continuing to find a common ground, harness common purpose, and to advance the vital interests of our people and the abiding friendship between our nations. We have a great relationship, both personally and with the great country of Turkey, and we look forward to moving that forward and making it an even bigger and better relationship. Thank you very much.
We wanted to carry President Trump's comments, and of course this is that classic scene that we're all used to where the flags of the individual countries are displayed behind the two leaders of the country, and I would anticipate that in a few moments President Erdogan will be speaking. But it's interesting to note that this is just 1 month after all of the controversy, the brouhaha, the bipartisan criticism of the president when he withdrew our forces from northern Syria, and what happened then with the Turkish troops. And it's so interesting that just roughly a month later, here we have this image out of Washington, D.C., where the two leaders are standing side by side and basically praising one another. It was interesting on the other side of the, not on the same screen, of course, but on CNN, they stayed with Chairman Schiff, who was holding a press conference with other Democrats regarding the impeachment proceedings of today. And at that point, they have yet to go to anything that is happening with the two presidents of Turkey and of the United States at this point. So we'll continue to monitor the situation, and I would anticipate that the two presidents at some point will take some questions. We'll monitor that as well. All right, let's take a brief break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about our air quality. We're already seeing the beginning of the inversion season. And I don't know exactly when the inversion season is now. The inversions seem to be able to plague us at almost any time, but this is the time of year. And we're going to talk with Donna Spangler from the DEQ here in the state of Utah about what we all can do, and that's coming up next.
Two young fathers are shot to death outside an iconic Utah restaurant.
I said, "Your dad has been hurt really bad."
The grief was disorienting for those left behind until one choice changed everything.
I just remember writing this letter, and it wasn't me writing it.
Can a personal decision shape generations?
We're all falling for this guy's trick.
I'm Amy Donaldson. Season 2 of The Letter, Ripple Effect, is available now. Follow us at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.